Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Today, the 12th of August, 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, encourage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's running the show today.
Good morning.
Good morning there, buddy. What national day is it today?
Oh, I don't know.
It's still early.
I have to retrain you.
Oh. He's here Mondays and Fridays. And so I'm going to have to leave little notes all over the place. But that's okay. I'm moving right on to the weather. Do you have the weather?
I do have the weather. I was ready for that one.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be me if I couldn't, like, find something for a new producer to try and figure out. So what's the weather look like?
Well, today is sunny and hot with a high near 96. Tonight is actually going to be a widespread haze between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. I have no idea what that means. Mostly clear with a low around 67. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. Saturday night, clear with a low around 68. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 103. Sunday night, mostly clear, low around 70. Monday, sunny and hot again with a high near 108.
And it looks like it's going to be 108, 108, 107, and 106 the rest of the week.
Nice and cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, how hot is that? That's crotch pot cooking hot. Okay, that's how hot it is. Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas and Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business in Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Their customer service is just outstanding. They treat their customers as friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're here with Katrina.
Good morning.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Every so often, I will call you another name that sounds like that, but I'm not going to say it because then I'll say it again. Okay, you have got just the cutest dog here today.
I do. Her name is Ferda, and she is
Wait a minute. What? Ferda?
Ferda.
Like Ferda?
Ferda.
What's that mean?
It just is.
It just is.
It just is.
Okay, I can live with that.
She's really cool. She's a 2.5-year-old pit mix. Definitely one of the shorter pitties.
Yeah.
She's not a very large dog.
No, she's maybe, what, 50?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She's just muscular.
Yeah.
But she's super cute. She's all white, and then she has a bunch of
freckles.
Black spots. Yeah.
Freckles. We used to call them on a horse. She's got little black spots, but if it's on a horse, sometimes they have little red spots.
Oh, really?
We call them freckles. We call them, what do we call those? Flea bitten. Call them flea bitten.
Oh, that's funny.
And I had one, and I raced endurance rides, and that horse was just a machine. And this is just a cool dog.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Oh, I came up and was rubbing her head, and her eyes are like half closed, and and she had a big smile on her. Pitties can get smiles.
Yeah, they have the best smiles, I swear.
There was one at the post office the other day, big pity. And all he wanted was to come up and say, I love you. Everybody
oh
was petting
goodness.
Him, and he was licking hands, and he was just like, I'm so happy.
Just having a great day at the
he
post office.
He was having a great day at the post office.
I love
so,
it.
So, yeah.
No, Ferda's really awesome, though. She's a very laid-back dog. She's definitely one that she's kind of muscular, and she is strong, but she's... You know, she walks loose leash all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very easy to handle. And she also likes other dogs, and she likes everybody she meets.
She's crashed right now on the floor. Nathan.
Do you want?
Laid-back dog for you, because you're laid-back. You are a laid-back man. This is a laid-back dog.
Mm.
I can see the both of you sitting there. You're in your recliner. and she's kind of sitting next to you, and you two are watching baseball.
Baseball,
yeah.
Of course.
And then every so often she has to explain part of the game to you. But this
is Ferda.
No, this is Ferda. Yes. I hope Ferda isn't short for fertile. That's what I was thinking.
No, definitely not. Definitely spayed.
Definitely been fixed.
Yeah.
And she's young.
She is.
And like you said, if she's walks on a loose leash, she's been trained. So obviously she's probably house trained. What about around other animals?
She's done great with other dogs. She's very playful with other dogs.
Okay.
But yeah, she's pretty
much.
So
she may
great.
Have had other dogs in her last home.
She may have, definitely.
I think around kids. What about around kids?
She's great with kids.
Okay. Great with kids.
Just a really good family dog.
Okay.
Honestly.
Gosh. And wait a minute, have we extended any deals?
Actually, we are. So right now we are doing a special summer promotion where all of our adult dog and cat adoption fees are only $25. So typically, you know, an adult dog is going to be $75, but right now they are $25.
Okay. Now I'm going to offer this again. Anybody that adopts Ferda, KCNR Radio will pay the $25 adoption fee.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean that. And we've offered that before, but nobody's, you know, and it's probably people who've adopted, but nobody ever calls us. So I think I'm pretty safe in saying this, except Ferda is really a cool dog. I'd love to see her to go to a family. She'd be great for taking walks because she's not that overly muscular, you know, they may get tired. She looks like she's got a little, sporting dog, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in fact, those colors are, colors of a hunting dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, that black and white, even though she is short haired, but, you know, she looks like she could go for long walks with you.
Oh, definitely. She loves long walks.
Yeah. So then you could go along the river trail and have your own little friendly pity, but other people don't know how friendly she is. But it would, you know, in case somebody is out there on the trail.
Yeah.
You know. So we'll pay that $25 adoption fee. All you have to do is say, I want KCNR to pay, make sure that people know it, pay my adoption fee, and then you call us. And we'll just give you a card over the phone right then.
Amazing. Okay.
It's not amazing. It's just we believe in what you're doing. And I don't offer this for all dogs because I see some dogs in here that even though they're all cool, this dog deserves a home. They all deserve a home. But I just see something in her eyes that she could just be great in a family.
No, she's amazing. We all are pretty partial to her, I would say.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing about a dog is she doesn't have to be aggressive. She just has to bark now and then. You know, people are outside. It's a huge asset for keeping your family safe.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that could be almost any size dog, but this is a perfect size dog because she comes up to probably, she would be the kind, and I'm just projecting here.
Yeah.
It's probably waiting for you when you get home and her tail just a wagging like crazy. Picture Ferda, and you could probably even change your name over a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Because you all make up the names anyway, don't
you?
Pretty much.
Yes, we do.
I like to know who came up with Ferda. If you find out, slap them, okay? What do you think?
I kind of like it.
You
man.
Like Ferda? Is it kind of like a Viking god, goddess? Oh, it's Ferda.
Now I really like it.
Yeah, okay. She's a shield maiden to Thor, you know. There you go.
That's fit.
Okay. Zumba Bash when?
August 20th. It's held at Wind River Casino. It's from 6 to 10. If you're interested in attending, it's $20 pre-sale. You can buy tickets either online or in person at Haven or at Anderson Family Fitness. And then it's $25 at the door.
Okay. And Anderson Family Fitness. And here's your chance to see Mark Story in spandex. Oh, I know. It's a scary thought. It's, you know, spandex.
Thank you so much for
spandex
that.
Spandex is a privilege, not a right, Mark.
This is true.
Okay. So, okay, good luck, Ferda. And I know you're going over to other stations. So it would probably make them feel good to know that our station is paid, if they adopt Ferda, that I'll pay for one of those guys.
I'll definitely spread the word.
Spread the word. And can you even say it on the other stations?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, by the way, hey, Carl Bott over KCNR is paying for this dog to be adopted. And the number is 530-605-4565. There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool dog. Hey, can we get a picture of this dog somehow? Do you have a camera with you?
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll do it at the break. We'll go on a break. All and right. Then. Hey, Sleep Number. Sleep Number. You know, Linda's in up in Oregon with her girls. This is their yearly girls get together and talk about guys, talk about their husbands. They always go to nice places. So they're up in Jacksonville, Oregon, which she has fallen in love with. Says this is a great little town. So, you know, I adjust my bed, but I do that every night because that's one of the things about marriage is compromise, right? So, you know, she sleeps on a soft mattress. I don't. So what do you do in your marriage when you have something like that? So you get something like in between. So neither one of you sleeps as well as you could. Well, with Sleep Number, you can sleep to your heart's content. And a good night's sleep means the whole day, the whole next day starts off great. My Sleep Number setting, for example, is 75, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. Great night's sleep. We've had our Sleep Number bed for years now, as you all know. And if you think it's a good thing for us as adults, just think about your kid. 10 hours of sleep is recommended for kids, younger kids in school. Tweens and teens, 9 to 10 hours of rest. And, of course, we adults, 7 to 9 hours. I push to 7 hours. That's about what I get, 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm at 6.
But every so often, it becomes 12. I don't know, it's comatose there. Now, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss the Sleep Number weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus, get this, special financing. This ends Monday, August the 15th, only at a Sleep Number store, which is over in the Target Shopping Center. And those are very cool people over there. There's a number of beds. Don't settle for the first ones. Lay on every one of them. Find out the one that fits you perfectly. Now, again, I said it ends August 15th. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Botlin is on an assignment up in Oregon today. Good morning. Today, the 12th of August, 7:21 in the morning. It's going to be getting up to about 96 today, but enjoy the 96. Yes, because next week, it's going to be in the 108 range. So enjoy today. Maybe put on that long sleeve shirt like I have. Enjoy that, you know, that last coolness. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services in a variety of different categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, heart failure, lack of surgical complications, safety, at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center supports our community in a variety of different ways. They contribute to so many nonprofits here that are doing good things. They're supporters of the Reading Rodeo, One Safe Place, so many different places that they are part of our community. Healing starts here. Linda was on getting gas yesterday. Down there, I don't know, one of the places, I want to say, the one on Pine Street. And this car blows right through the red light, smashes into another car, and she's watching this, and smashes into the car so hard that it bounces the offending car backwards. The guy gets out of his car, and you think, okay, he's going over to check and, you know, check on the other person they just smashed into. And looked at the damage, looked at his car, hops back in, pulls a Huey, and leaves. Just leaves.
Whoa.
Yeah, just like that. And so now Linda's become part of it because the guy that got hit was looking for witnesses. So she was more than happy. And she said the police were right there, came rolling in right after it happened, but the guy was gone. And so they provided a description of the car and all this. And the police said, yeah, well, probably had a warrant out for him. May have been stolen. May have been on drugs. May have had things in the car. They were not
maybe,
stopping.
Maybe.
But there's didn't stop. Did a Huey and ran away. And you don't see that very often. McKinney Fire has is 80% contained. But it is over 60,000 acres, of course, resulted in 4 people being killed and 185 structures being destroyed. But at least they're getting their arms around it. But then the one up in Trinity County, I guess, is going gangbusters.
Oh, really? Didn't know about this one.
Yeah, I heard there's one up in Trinity County that was really going for it. So, again, knock on wood, is those two fires, our hearts go out to the people that died and their families and the people that lost their homes and all this. But we've only had a couple of these. We don't have like eight of them going on at one time up here in the North State. We had a 2 to 3 acre fire that our guys got on to, and we're holding that outside town. But so far, knock on wood, we dodged the bullet. As you know, we haven't dodged that bullet very well in the past. I don't even know if I should even talk about inflation. You heard, the other day, we kind of commented on it, that President Biden said that inflation was zero. Well, he didn't mean inflation. He meant for the month of July. It was at zero. But it's still 8.9, inflation since last year. And here's the thing about inflation. Picture this. It's like an account. Your savings account, right? So you put $100 in your savings account and with 8% interest. So at the end of the year, it's if it's compounded. So it's $108, right? So the next month, inflation is still at 8.9. So it's now inflation starts at $108. So then, you add that on and then the next month. So it keeps adding on to it. It's not like it's $100 starts over every month. It's not. So while the consumer price index, which measures a basket of everyday goods, including food, rent, and gasoline, came in cooler than expected at 8.5 in July. Food prices accelerated further. The food at home category, which tracks the cost of groceries, surged 13.1% over the last year, the most significant increase since March of 1979. On a monthly basis, prices jumped 1.4%. And I saw that eggs were up 40% since last year.
Get some chickens.
Yeah, we could do that. Let me see. That includes staples like eggs, 38%, chicken, 16.6%, milk, 15.6%, potatoes, 13.5%, rice, 12.7%, fresh fruit and vegetables are up 8.2%. So when somebody tells me, the President of the United States tells me, oh, inflation was zero. Well, for July, but I'm still paying 38% more for eggs than I did last year. So inflation, yes, is still here. Inflation is here, and it's not going away. The price of gas has dropped, yes, thank goodness for that. However, a lot of it had to do with people couldn't afford to buy gas, so they didn't travel this summer very much. Who could afford to pay $5.75 a gallon? So now there's more gas. So I guess that's the good part, is that if you price gas high enough, you won't use it, so it'll be more gas later on. Did anybody explain that to President Biden? And it wasn't just President Biden saying this. Vice President Harris said it too. Oh, 0% inflation this month. And you know what? It's disingenuous to say that. It's not just disingenuous. It's also a lie. You should say it's 0% this month, but it is still 8.4% from last year. And yes, we feel the pain, which is absolutely a lie too. They don't feel the pain. They get free gas. They get free food. I don't know about Harris, but Biden gets free food. Everything's free. Free electricity, free this, free that, free, he doesn't. When's the last time I wonder that man reached into his pocket to buy anything? I mean, it's not like he goes to the store and buys a dozen eggs, because he's got hundreds of people that take care of him. And this week, by the way, he's on vacation again in South Carolina, at this beautiful, beautiful state, that he's not paying any money for, or your taxpayer dollars aren't paying for it, but they are paying for all the Secret Servicemen that are around him. Okay. Food and energy inflation are wild cards. Although inflation should peak soon, the broadening and stickiness of price pressure implies headline CPI will only fall to 6.5% this year before recession accelerates the decline in 2023. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens because so much food is not being grown because we don't have the water. We don't have the workforce for processing it. I don't have any more good news about that, so I think we should probably take a break on that one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, what can I say? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, financially, this thing has been a shootout ever since President Biden came in. And if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, a 401k, investments, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of your plans. And that could include your health insurance, all of those. She's been helping people since 1993. She's got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, one roof. And you know, we have insurance with Judy Maxwell. Why? Because she treats us like she would a friend when she's dealing with you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and spot your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a watch repairman, designer jewelry. You can design your own jewelry there if you want, but they also have a full selection of jewelry ranging from estate sales to Native American to, like I said, specially designed jewelry there. Great people. This is where Linda shops and I shop when I'm looking for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, the 12th of August, 7:36 in the morning. And let's go to the phones. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. The thing I want to call about was just to put a clarification on the thing Joe Biden said. And, you know, he claimed that the inflation was 0%. That's not correct because the inflation was 8.5%. It's just that the previous month it was also 8.5%, so the change was 0. So when Joe Biden said there was 0 inflation, what he really meant is there was no change in the inflation rate, but it was still a whopping 8.5%.
Right.
And I just wanted to point that out. That's why it was a lie.
Yeah, it was totally untrue. It's because it hadn't gone up in a month. And so it hadn't changed. So, you know, when people say that, it's misleading at the very best. At the very least, it's misleading. And at the very most, it's a flat-out lie. It's the only thing they can say to try and say inflation's not bad. But as you know, of course it is. When you see what the cost of everything from eggs to milk to vegetables. And who's this hit, Jeremy?
Well, it hits me. It hits you. It hits everybody. I mean, an 8.5% increase, it's almost a 10% increase in all of the costs of everything. So it hits your employer. You want to see your employer invest more money, or do you want him to spend more on what he's already got to buy?
Well, it's the kind of thing that your wages aren't keeping up with it, because as we said, it adds on every month. It's not like it starts off at zero every month. It adds on every month, and
that's right.
And so your middle class America are the ones getting hit by it. If you're rich, you're not getting hit by it that much. Okay, the Maserati cost you $100,000 more, so okay, you can afford that. But if you're talking about people that are having to make that decision whether to buy vegetables for their family or food for their family, and then they also need gas to be able to get back to their jobs, it really does impact on them. And to make light of it by saying it's 0% is just, it's a lie. And, you know, some people will go, oh, gosh, you know, he's got his arms around it. No, he doesn't. Anyway, thanks for the phone call, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
It makes you wonder why when people say things, when Joe Biden says things, is it, and it wasn't just him saying it. Like I said, Kamala Harris also said it. So this was a talking point. Oh, it was 0%. No, it wasn't. It just meant it didn't go up. If he comes back next month and says, okay, it decreased by 1%, that'd be great. Right now, people are begging the Fed not to raise rates again, and maybe they won't. But who knows? As long as it's staying level at 8.5 and not going up, maybe they won't. I don't know if you're following Liz Cheney at all. Liz Cheney, of course, is the congresswoman who was selected by Nancy Pelosi to be on the January 6th committee after the Republicans had put forth a group of people who said, okay, for this committee, this is who we want to have on it. And Nancy Pelosi said, no, I'm not having those people on it. Well, then Republicans said, well, we're not going to have anybody. You can't tell us who we can have on these committees. You ask for it. We're giving you five names and you're not taking any of them. So what they did was Nancy asked Liz Cheney if she would like to be on it. Well, Liz Cheney was, had been elected from the state of Wyoming. And she is right now 57% behind her Republican opponent in the primary. 57%. I'm not sure that you can overcome that in a week or less. In fact, the election may be sooner than that. Anyway, She just released an ad, which I guess is her last hurrah here, and she's talking about nothing in her ad mentions the priority of Wyoming citizens, such as deregulating the administrative state, fighting for federal land management reform, or securing the southern border. No, her ad was about keeping Donald Trump from ever being president. And that Donald Trump manipulated Americans to abandon their principles. Yeah. And I would say that her time in Congress is over. However, she's probably lining up jobs as a commentator for, who do you think, Fox? No. Blaze? No. Maybe CNN or MSNBC. Or maybe ABC. Because she knows she's finished here. And that, so right now she's burnishing her credentials to be able to get a job afterwards. The IRS, remember we talked about it yesterday about must carry a gun, you know, special agents must be willing to carry a gun and use deadly force. And that was pulled off. Now today, the White House and people are saying is that they're promising. Now, when they start promising things like this, you got to kind of wonder that the new 87,000 agents will not be looking at middle class and lower income people. No. Just those that are making $400,000 or more. That's the intent. That was the intent. Well, and we discussed intent yesterday, too. You know, Nathan intended to own the biggest bar and restaurant in Las Vegas, right?
I wish.
Yeah, but you intended. I mean, when you start, you intend to do something big. And then, as you know, life gets in the way. Right? So they intend for this to be this way. However, give it a year and see what happens. And I just bet that there are Republican wonks out there that are going to be following this. How many people below $400,000 a year, how many more people start getting audited? When you got 87,000 people, I mean, there's only a percentage of the people in the United States that make that much money. So I would think that 87,000 plus the ones they have now, because now the IRS is going to become the largest government service organization, bigger than the Pentagon, FBI, Border Patrol, Secret Service, State Department, combined. Why didn't some of that money go to hiring more Border Patrol agents? We need them. We need thousands more down there. How about if we just hired 50,000 IRS agents and 24,000 Border Patrol agents to help relieve the pressure down there? Didn't happen. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite.
Mike Huber Estate Granite has been customizing houses since, oh gosh, over 20 years now. He is a true artist when it comes to working with marble or granite, slate, tile. He can completely redo your kitchen, your bathroom. He can provide shelving in your business. He did the table we have in here made of slate. It's a beautiful work of art, and it's like 400 pounds that you can move easily because of the way he has it designed in the legs it has on it. That's Mike Huber. It's a veteran-owned business. He works by appointments only, but for a free consultation, give him a call at 530-241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
I can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Redding has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Redding Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReddingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReddingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of 2 middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 12th of August, Friday, finally. Another grueling work week, buddy. Put in the books, almost. So got an hour and 10 minutes. It's about 64 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Crackmaster brings us this segment of the show. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a few decades. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He's from the old school. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He fixed a 8-inch crack on my windshield 15 years ago, 14 years ago now. You can't see it. After all this time, you still can't see it. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist for a free inspection and analysis. Bring your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Nathan, are you following at all what's happening between Texas and New York in the busing of illegals?
Are they just trading illegals?
No. Governor Abbott has, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has threatened to send busloads of New Yorkers to Texas to campaign against Abbott's reelection bid. And Abbott responded, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood today. Go ahead, Mayor, make my day. The governor of Texas is sending people who come across the border illegally up to Washington, D.C., and he sent 1,600 people up there, and about, so far, 160, 200 people up to New York. He started the busing of the migrants, the undocumented migrants, the vacationers who got lost. I like that one, too. I saw that one time.
Good movie.
Yeah. Anyway, and they're saying, how can you do that? And he says, well, welcome to our world here. You're getting overwhelmed by 160. How about 209,000 at the border? How about that number? And Washington, D.C., wanted to call out the National Guard. They're being overwhelmed. And Governor Abbott says, welcome to our world down here on the border. You're a sanctuary city. Well, here I am. I am providing you people so you can be a sanctuary city. Provide sanctuary. Abbott said that Texas was taking unprecedented actions to stop the influx of illegal immigrants across the border. And he has put thousands of Department of Public Safety officers and Texas National Guard troops to the southern border to arrest and detain migrants crossing illegally from Mexico, bolstering federal immigration enforcement, a program that critics say is somehow unconstitutional. I'm not sure how that's unconstitutional, except it's only the federal government that can protect the borders. But if the federal government is not protecting the borders and is not keeping our borders secure, I can see where a state can say, well, wait a minute, you're not doing your job. We have to do it for you. We're here to help, and that's how we're helping you. Abbott says he plans to keep chartering buses to send asylum seekers to New York, saying Adams, a Democrat, was merely getting a taste of what border communities have been dealing with in Texas. Absolutely true. The border communities there are overrun. They have undocumented crossers in gymnasiums. They're putting them in hotels. Their medical facilities are overrun. Not only that, but now you're starting to see sheriffs in these counties along the border being overrun with fentanyl problems. The amount of drugs coming across the border, where especially fentanyl, is now they're measuring it in the hundreds of pounds, the hundreds of thousands of pills coming across. U.S. Marshal stated down in just Albuquerque, New Mexico, they don't catch people now with just a dozen fentanyl pills. And these are low, you know, a lot of these are low level or mid level. They're catching them with hundreds, if not thousands, of fentanyl pills. And they're armed. They're armed up. Now, I'm sure that having a border that you can cross and that the cartels are controlling much of that border, making a lot of money, charging people wanting to come across the border, and at the same time making them mules. So they're carrying fentanyl, and the amount of sex trafficking that's going on, I mean, it's or human trafficking, I should say, is extraordinary. All because we don't have control of the border. The one thing a government should do is secure your borders. At least have control of who's coming in. And when you get hundreds of thousands and you have 500 to 700,000 gotaways, where are these people going to? You know, they all can't have families here in the United States, but they're getting into the interior, and they're just showing up. They don't have jobs. They don't speak English. And they don't have anything but people. They have nothing to offer immediately to our country. So we have to take care of them. Do we have to totally redo our immigration process? Absolutely. And I hold both parties totally responsible for this. In the sense of both parties have had the opportunity to take a real good look at immigration and immigration reform. And to do something about it. And yet, they haven't. Why? Are they afraid of elections? Yes. Are they afraid because business concerns are screaming, if you shut down the border, we're not going to be able to get people working here? Yes. But so what? And that's, you know, of course, that answer for me is kind of like what our foreign policy should be. Yeah, we're going to go to Taiwan. Nancy's going to Taiwan. Oh, you're playing with fire. And Joe Biden should have said, so what? You know, we're not playing with fire. You're playing with, you know what, fire? You're playing with the dragon from Game of Thrones. You're playing with fire. Yeah, start your little fire. I'm going to fly in out of the sky and burn you. So what? That should be our foreign policy. Now, people will say that's being way too simple, Carl. Anyway, going back to the border, I don't know how many times we can say this, but our federal government's there to take care of the infrastructure, protect us from being attacked from other countries, and securing the border. That's it. All the other million things, building the IRS to a huge bureaucracy, huger than it is right now, adding more and more people to these bureaucracies. At what point will there be more people or as many people working for governments, city, county, state, feds, as there will people having real jobs? If you don't think that's scary, that the government, you know, the way they're hiring. Government didn't lay anybody off during COVID. All the business, you know, many businesses did. Many businesses shut down. Government didn't shut down, didn't lay anybody off. And Sonny, just for you, we're going to check on that. Yeah, it appears that our screen is off. So we're going to check on that and get that back online just for you. Nathan.
Yes, sir.
You have something big going over there on at the Arts Council this weekend?
Crazy. We just opened a new gallery. It's really cool.
And what's the gallery?
It's a bunch of art by all the teachers in the area to kick them off for all the brand new school year.
So. Okay. So these are all works of art by teachers.
Correct.
In our local school system.
Yep.
Okay, that's at the...
1313 Market.
Right across the street from us down here. And it's free.
Yes.
So you can come on in and take a look at the artistic endeavors of local teachers. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're closing in on a vote. The Democrats' $400 billion plus tax and spend bill, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, expected to pass the House today without any Republican support. Republicans argue the bill will not combat inflation, but would actually make it worse. Former President Trump, not alone in calling for the release of the warrant that was used in the FBI raid on his Florida estate. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to unseal the warrant that's behind the nine-hour-long Mar-a-Lago raid.
Donald Trump writes, "Release the documents now," in messages posted on his Truth Social platform. That came after Attorney General Merrick Garland held a news conference yesterday to say the Justice Department has filed a motion asking a court to unseal the federal warrant and property receipt from the FBI's search of the former president's Florida estate. That's unusual. Such documents usually stay sealed during a pending investigation.
In light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Garland says he personally approved seeking the warrant. It's unclear when and if it might be unsealed. Jennifer King, Washington.
The CDC is dropping some of its COVID recommendations, and among other things, schools will see a big change.
An education-related change to the guidelines is the end of the recommendation that schools do routine daily testing. The CDC also dropped a test-to-stay recommendation, which said students exposed to COVID-19 could regularly test instead of quarantining at home to keep attending school.
That's correspondent Greg Clugston. Family, friends, and colleagues mourning the loss of a Wake County, North Carolina sheriff's deputy shot and killed overnight in Raleigh. The hunt for a suspect or suspects now underway. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 3388. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Pro-democracy protests have broken out across Brazil amid concern that President Jair Bolsonaro may not give up power if he loses the upcoming election.
The protest came on the same day that a citizens' manifesto was read out and signed by a million Brazilians. The manifesto warned that the country's democracy was facing great danger. It's been backed by many prominent Brazilians and several former presidents. Bolsonaro's repeated attacks on Brazilian institutions have stirred concerns that he may refuse to accept defeat in October's election.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson. Firefighters from across Europe have started arriving in France today to help battle several wildfires, including a giant blaze ravaging pine forests in the southwest of the country. A regional firefighters brigade says the spread of the fire was limited overnight as fierce winds died down. News and analysis at townhall.com. That tiny insect that's been bugging you may be smarter than you think.
Trillions of insects migrate across the globe each year, yet little is known about their journeys. So to look for clues, scientists in Germany took to the skies, placing tiny trackers on the backs of giant moths and followed them by plane. To the researchers' surprise, the moths seemed to have a strong sense of where they were going. Even when the winds changed, the insects stayed on a straight course, the scientists reported in the journal Science. Their flight paths suggest these death's head hawk moths have some complex navigation skills, challenging earlier ideas that insects are just wanderers. Keith Peters reporting.
$3.97 a gallon, that's AAA's latest nationwide average for regular gasoline. As Americans drive less, one of the side effects of inflation, the demand for gas drops and pump prices go down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here, Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Today, the 12th of August, Friday, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm.
Morning.
Good morning, and what's the weather look like for the next few days?
Well, today, of course, it's sunny and hot with a high near 96. Tonight is a widespread haze, which I still don't know what is, between 10 and 2 a.m., Saturday.
Well, I want you to make sure that you set your alarm clock for 1:45 and walk outside and find the haze. Okay,
thanks.
Write it down. Don't call me. Don't call me about it. Just make sure. Just find it.
All right. And Saturday is going to be hot with a high near 99. Saturday night clear, low around 68. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 103. Sunday night mostly clear, low around 70. Then it gets hot Monday. 108.
And then it goes 108, 107, 106.
Yeah.
All those. Okay, buddy. Hey, the weather reports, not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Propane is a company out of Anderson, California. It's a family-owned company, a veteran-owned business that provides discounts to seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends. Really good people, the Kenny family down there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, who was usually here 10 minutes early. And he wasn't here 10 minutes early. And then he wasn't here 5 minutes early. And I'm starting to wonder if I somehow, you had told me last time, hey, I can't be there next time. We're going to be on vacation or something like that. But no, it was a lot simpler than that.
No. My lovely wife Jill was giving me a kiss goodbye, and I had a cup of coffee in my hand, and she kind of karate chopped it, and it went everywhere, including all over my clothes. So it was a bit of a panic. I would have been here about 5 minutes early if not for that. And it's funny because I'm the one who always, you know, spill. I'm the clumsy one, and so she made it a good 17 years before she did something like this. It would have been totally normal if I had done it.
Well, you didn't have codicils in your marriage agreement, your prenuptials, that said no spilling of coffee on me?
You know, when we got married, I was unemployed, and if anybody was going to be subject to a prenup, it would have been me. So, yeah, she married me when I was unemployed, so I know it's true love, at least.
Well, let's go to our financial advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. Sorry, I just rattled on there.
That's okay. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green today as Wall Street debates peak inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 120 points at 33,457. The S&P 500 is positive 27 points at 4,235. And the NASDAQ Composite is higher also, up 94 points at 12,874. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, AMD up $2.54, trading at $164 per share. Amazon positive 12 cents, trading at $140.74. Disney up $2.82 at $120.52. Stocks of local interest, Target up $1.41, trading at $171 and one penny. Walmart positive 54 cents, trading at $130.36. And Costco up $3.21, trading at $535.41. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced yield 2.865%. And over to commodities, gold is up $6 an ounce at $1,797. Silver positive 21 cents at $20.52 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Investments, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have this, I just have this feeling, and you can tell me I'm wrong, that Wall Street is kind of like a herd of antelope. That one of them smells something and starts running, and they all run after them. They're not sure why. But here, all of a sudden we've got a herd of buffalo running.
Over the edge, chasing.
Is it kind of like that at times?
It can bring momentum once the what you've heard is FOMO, fear of missing out, FOMO. And so when things start going green, cautious investors think, oh, no, the boat is leaving the port. I got to get some. So we're having a little bit of that right now.
The president says something, does that have an impact, like zero inflation? Does that have an impact on Wall Street?
Not really.
Okay.
I think there's other indicators.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
That's Susan Eastman, who is Vice President of Investments at Stifel Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Okay. Moving back to Patrick. So, nice tat, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's my son. My son at the beach.
Is that a new one?
It is. I've been getting a couple now that I'm my own boss and I don't have to do job interviews or, you know, get a job. I decided to get some tattoos on my arm. My wife said I could get one, so I figured as long as they're touching, it's one. So I got a couple. And that's, you know, my son and my other son.
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand. I mean, but former 101st Air Assault guy, law enforcement officer, hard-nosed lawyer. Isn't it nice that wives give permission?
Well, it's better, right? It's easier to ask for forgiveness and permission thing. After, you know, the several years of marriage, it starts to not work out too well for you.
It doesn't. No. It goes back into the other way. Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
A lot of things going on. Tell us the latest on workers' compensation here.
Well, things
is
are busy.
There any changes, or
you know, there haven't been. There's some reforms that are coming down, but they're very, very narrowly focused. They've been trying to change the when there's an injury, insurance companies have a certain period of time to investigate and determine whether or not they're going to accept liability. And so they've been trying to change that. And the pushback from the insurance industry is if you do that, there'll be more denials. But for some first responders where there's a presumption of injury, like, for example, law enforcement, they have presumptions of low back injuries, hernias, cancers, and heart disease, firefighters as well. If they're getting a shorter period of time to investigate that presumption, and if they deny it in bad faith, then there used to be a $10,000 fine. Now they're trying to up that to $50,000 because they're finding a lot of these denials that shouldn't have issued. But aside from that, there hasn't been any real reform since 2012. And there's probably going to be some. There's some rumblings out there that if we do, in fact, go into a recession, that's when the insurance lobby and all of them really start pushing for the workers' compensation reform because they have a difficult business climate as leverage with the legislature and saying, hey, we're struggling because of a recession. We need to reform. And it goes both ways. But, yeah, there hasn't been an increase in permanent disability benefits since 2014. So it is ripe for some big reforms. We'll see what they are.
Okay. The you know, the fact is as you advertise, that a lot of times the insurance companies are trying to do the right things. Employers and insurance companies are trying to do the right things.
Yeah.
And people, but sometimes people think, well, they're you know, dragging it out, or they're, you know, they're making my life hard, when indeed they're not. I mean, they're playing by, you know, they're playing by the rules. It's just when you're in pain or something, you don't always think that.
Well, it's really hard for an individual who needs surgery and it's getting denied, or they can't even get the MRI to see if they need surgery because that's getting denied. It's hard for that individual who's struggling and wants to get back to work to understand that, you know, they're probably the exception. And it's hard for me to remember that too, because, you know, I get the cases obviously where there are problems. I don't get you know, if somebody calls me, people usually don't call a lawyer unless they are in trouble or they're in a bad way. So, you know, 95% or 90% of all injuries, you know, are fine. You know, somebody gets hurt, they get treatment right away. They're able to work with their boss, they have modified work, they get better, they work for another 20 years. That's the majority of, overwhelming majority of injuries. But they don't walk in my door, so it's hard for me to also keep that into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting the 10 or 5% of problems where, for some reason, either the doctor's not drafting their reports correctly, or there's you know, the insurance adjuster left, and then new one hasn't really picked up the
so that's what it usually is that you find. I mean, I guess there are probably instances where they just are dragging their feet, but
yeah,
a lot of times it's more of a bureaucratic problem than a malicious problem.
Malicious is a hard. No, it's not malicious because it's built into the system, right? So the system, the way the system is designed is not nimble, quick, or reactive like it should be. I mean, if it were designed that way, then, you know, there would be exploitation by, and not in this area, but down in Southern California, there'd be exploitation. Doctors would be doing a bunch of stuff that doesn't need to happen. And that was happening. So they reformed it, and I think they went really heavy towards the other direction. And now, I mean, people are getting, most of my calls is because somebody is being denied physical therapy. That costs like $45. So it makes no sense. But, it's bureaucracy, but the intent behind it is cost savings, obviously. So, you know, if I'm hurt and I'm struggling and the insurance company is denying something that's relatively cheap and would probably get me back to work, and because they denied it, I got worse, it's hard for me as an injured worker to not believe that that's malicious. Now, is there somebody behind the curtain being like, hey, I'm going to, you know, ruin this guy's life? No. But the system, the way it's designed, it's problematic, at least the cases that come in my door. And most of the time when they come into my door, they're chronic or they've had injuries for years. And honestly, a lot of employers do the wrong thing. I don't want to say a majority, but the cases I have, a lot of the employers do the wrong thing. A lot of employers, once somebody's injured, they take it personally. If they don't just, you know, if they file a claim to get benefits, a lot of employers do take it personal. Or they think somebody's lazy, or they think somebody's faking, and they think that somehow they're going to go bankrupt. And I mean, I guess I would just say to them, there's three types of people if there's a car accident in a parking lot. There's the person that drives away. There's the person that blames the person that they hit. And there's a person that gets out of the car and says, here's my insurance. And the reason you say, here's my insurance, is because you know you're covered if you hit somebody in a parking lot, if you have insurance. Same thing for workers' comp. But there's just this stigma to it. So the 5%, 10% of the cases that are problematic that I get, a lot of them is because employers are actually, and also the employees, and also my clients, don't get me wrong, but there's a problem.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle. Take that Alaskan cruise, which, by the way, is a cool cruise. It's great for kids, too. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:21 in the morning here on the 12th of August. It's all the way up to 66 degrees, going up to 96 today, which means in the next hour it'll pop up 10 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley. It's Redding's Dish Premier's local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV, and he's been doing it for over 30 years. We use Doug Tooley, and we have no complaints at all. He's a great guy. He knows what he's doing, and he can offer a number of great deals to you that the 800 number can never offer. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's a workers' comp type, but this is the best part. I get to ask him questions that have nothing to do with workers' comp, and I've never stumped him. But this one I'm asking is, we've had an injury, and it was a good discussion we had. You have an employee gets injured off the job, and it ends up in either a broken leg or a back injury or something like that. Nothing to do with the job, but they want to come back to work. What should an employer be wary of?
So, and what we were discussing is, I would tell an employer to, you know, make sure that whatever you're going to have them do, and keep in mind, this is somebody who's not getting benefits usually because they were hurt off of work, and it happens a lot, especially up here. Guys off-road and dirt bike and all kinds of stuff, right?
Mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah.
Fights in bars.
But, I love Shasta County. It's fun. But aside from the fun, yeah, so people, they need to get back to work, and you want to make sure that anything they're doing is not going to dramatically impact that other injury. So if somebody were to have a surgery where they have hardware on their wrist or their ankle, for example.
Yeah, that's been inserted.
Yeah, all right.
You know, so like a pin or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Pins, and then they strap things. They strap bones up to hold them together now. And so, you know, if somebody has hardware and for example, or a knee, let's say they have a knee surgery and they want to get back to work 2 weeks after their surgery, and they have a job that requires them to stand all day, if that surgery fails because of work, then you do have a problem. So you need to make sure, and I mean, they're going to be pushing to come back to work, and they can get state disability benefits, you know, through EED and things like that. But as an employer, if you aggravate or exacerbate that injury, that's what the legal terminology is. In other words, if work makes that other injury worse, then you're not liable for a ton of permanent disability, but you may be liable for their medical treatment now and also their temporary disability while they can't work.
So okay, but your workers' comp should handle
correct.
That.
Yeah, when I say you are liable, I mean workers' compensation insurance is liable.
Right.
And these are injuries that have a high propensity for denial because it appears to the employer that somebody was hurt off work and then is trying to pin it on their workers' comp insurance policy. And a lot of people don't, they're saying, hey, well, that back injury happened 10 years ago. Well, if work made it worse, then some of that back injury is under the workers' compensation policy. So, you know, communicate with your employee early and try to find modified work for them. They'll be grateful, I'm sure. But make sure that the employee is going to be the one in this scenario really pushing to get back to work, probably early. And there should be a physician that looks at exactly what they're going to be doing at work and saying, yeah, they can do that. And even consider a trial basis. Like have their doctor check off whether or not the modified work is going to, you know, not aggravate their injury, not make their injury worse, and say, okay, well, let's try this modified work for 2 weeks. Right. Don't commit to it forever, because what if it does make, you know, if they are struggling?
The last thing you want is to, you know, especially somebody that's been and we're going through this right now with one of our employees, and she wants to come back Monday. Okay. But I think that's a good idea. I'm going to tell her that, okay, Monday you and I are going to sit down. We're going to lay out everything that has to be done this week and see how you feel. And if this is too painful for you, as long as I know everything, because she has secrets. I don't mean secrets on purpose, but just things that she knows that, oh, because she's worked here for 12 years. I don't know. Like this one, you got to do this to this one. You got to write this check to this place. You know, I don't even pay attention. I just sign checks around here. But payroll coming up and all those things. So the last thing I want, and I'm sure most employers with a long-term employee, is to have them re-injure themselves or make it worse.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if it looks like it's going to be going for a long time, you got to know that too. So you can start working to get this replaced.
Yeah, and communication is key. And this is when I was, before the break, I was talking about the problem on both ends. It's usually a breakdown in communication and expectations. Expectations by either one side or both sides just fall apart. And then you have attorneys involved. So, yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you communicate. But make sure that a doctor signs off because, again, the injured person who wants to come back to work, they're worried that they're not going to be able to pay their bills. And people will do – they will work on the bordering, you know, being paralyzed. You know, they work in significant pain to not be homeless. So you gotta make sure that you also observe them and watch – make sure that they're not hurting, because they may not say anything.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because they want to work and they need the money and all that. So the best thing then, it sounds like, is to be talking to your employee. If it's something serious enough to have a doctor statement, and that they just bring back that says, yeah, they can work doing these things, but no more than these things.
Yeah. And there aren't a lot of doctors. I don't think there are any doctors up here, at least, that I've encountered where they're like a mill, if you will, where they'll just sign off and take people off work, things like that. There aren't doctors up here like that. So if a doctor says somebody is really bad off, I tend to agree with that doctor. I don't know of a single doctor up here that that is like the, you know, what we envision when we see a work comp clinic where, that we think, you know, the ones that exist in LA where there's a bunch of people in like, you know, neck braces that may or may not have been hurt and the doctors are just throwing pills down their throat. Those don't exist up here. The doctors up here don't have time for it. There are too few doctors, too many patients. They don't put up with fake injuries.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-run, community-owned. That's why they can say Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been around for 15 years. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right downtown at 1845 California Street. Main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center of the area. And the newest branch out in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our business, our banking business, our business for the station at Cornerstone Community Bank, and they have treated us very, very well. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Come back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, I've never gotten a bad haircut there in 15 years. Yeah, try to say that about anything else. It's a veteran-owned business. It has discounts for seniors and veterans, great people down there. They work by appointment, so you can make your appointment, walk in, get your haircut, walk out. The phone number there is 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. No Dr. Phil on the TV in there. Golf, hockey, baseball, but no Dr. Phil. It's right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And we've been talking about workers' comp and then what happens if somebody comes back who's not injured on the job but maybe comes back too early because they have a because they want to get back to work. They need to get back to work. And how an employer can protect themselves in some ways in this way because you don't want to injure your employee. It's maybe getting a doctor's report that says they can do this and this and this, but not this and this and this. The only problem is if you need them to do the this and this and this, which isn't going to be good for them.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of, you know, one thing I get a lot, actually, I get phone calls on this a lot. If somebody's hurt and a doctor takes them off work and it's not work related, and then the employer says, hey, I need you to be released to work. Sometimes people say, well, that's a violation of HIPAA. And look, it's not. I mean, nobody's asking for all of your medical records for the history of your life. A doctor, was it HIPAA when you gave them the note taking you off work? No. I mean, if a doctor's saying you can't do something and that is an excuse to not appear at work, we're not talking about HIPAA here. This isn't a privacy issue. This is a communication between you and employer. So you and your employer. So, you know, this is the I know my rights type thing, right? The Lawnmower Steve thing that people are sitting there with a camera on a cop when they get pulled over. Like, look, at the end of the day, there's no even, like, remedy for HIPAA. I had a HIPAA violation on the case one time. It's not like there's monetary damages unless you can show that somehow your HIPAA violation got you fired or something. But, you know, HIPAA isn't just some magic bullet, but whenever it's brought up, people get scared. If you want to go back to work, and you were hurt off work, and your employer hasn't fired you for not showing up, you know, don't be difficult. Just work with your doctor, work with your employer. I mean, once you start becoming adversarial as an employee, then your employer is going to feel like you're taking them for a ride. Same thing as an employer. Once you become adversarial to your employee, they start, you know, saying, I know my rights, and calling attorneys and stuff. So, I mean, I know that we don't really have the society we once had, but it doesn't mean that we can't try and start
and work
talking
together.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Have some loyalty both ways. And the loyalty in the workforce, and this is on both sides, has denigrated so tremendously over the last 20, 30 years, 20 years, where somebody, when they went to work for a company, would work for that company until they retired.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are changing jobs every 2 or 3 years. They don't build that loyalty to the company. Companies are changing radically and turning people loose. And then, people have been working there for a long time. So, yeah, it's too bad that, you know, for whatever reason, that it doesn't have to be adversarial. You should be able to work with your employees. You should have enough of a rapport. Now, if you've got 8,000 employees, that may be difficult. But that's why you have middle management there.
Yeah. And a lot of the larger employers, you know, and even the larger employers, they used to be old school, and even some of the ones up here that are local, you know, they were old school. And as the old guard leaves and the new guard comes in, you know, these folks are educated at seminars and at institutions that are essentially teaching them what, for not in these simple terms, but this is what it is, where employees are equipment. They're treated like equipment. And when they're broken, you get rid of them and replace them for as cheap as possible. And that's a problem too. So a lot of the consolidation and large corporatization, you know, they go to the training, middle management goes to training and seminars, on lean management, for example, things like that where you do more with less, but all of it is essentially using an employee like a robot. And when they no longer can function, replacing them, and that's problematic too. So it is a systemic, you know, at the core of our society, and you know, it's indicative of a lot of things. But yeah,
what about this law that they passed about, you know, the was Assembly Bill 5 about contractors.
Yeah.
And how there's like 75,000 truckers that are going to be essentially fired because they don't work for, they're independent truckers. Mm-hmm. And they deliver a whole lot of stuff in California. Because of AB 5, they've got to be, what, working for somebody?
Yeah, and they can just...
I mean, if I have a company, so I'm hiring Steve Martin to deliver stuff for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have trucks. So I'm hiring him, and I don't hire him all the time. He's bidding on the job. Mm-hmm. I have to make him an employee.
Now, what will probably happen in response to this? And AB 5, when it came out, it was a big... It was employers were worried, but it's a real big boon to the insurance industry and a really big boon to the tax rolls, right? Because a lot of independent contractors
and
don't
unions.
Pay taxes and unions. But what'll likely happen, because most what you're talking about the long over the road truckers, they don't want to be employees. They want to be independent contractors. And there's interstate commerce issues. There's federal regulation that becomes problematic. But let's take that aside. All they're going to do is they're going to form a corporation that they're part of. That's what every celebrity did in response to the Senate bill or AB 5. You just form an LLC or a corporation, a corporate entity where you are the corporation and you don't need to be an employee. You're a business. You're a separate company. So you would incorporate somehow as like Steve Martin Truckers, you know,
LLC
and he's the only person that works there. And you know, now you're hiring a business, not an individual. So that's likely what will happen.
Well, that makes sense because what it was hammering on was the musicians that were being hired, you know, to play on records and on recordings. Was they were saying, oh, they're no longer independents. You have to hire them. And in reality, if Linda had a gig, one-time gig, she had to hire these people as employees and not as a subcontractor.
Yeah, and you can. There's all kinds of entities you can do, and we have a very large recording label up here in Shasta County, internationally large. And I mean, musicians don't want to be employees; they want to be musicians, and you know, so it's like, do you push a recording label over to Nashville, or do you keep it here? And there's ways around it. There's all laws move slow. For every by the time AB 5 passed, there were already 5 ways around it.
They started making exceptions. Lawyers, nurses, doctors, you know, Hollywood, other places, because they realized what an impact they were having.
Yeah. And it was the target at Uber and Lyft, and they passed that initiative that got around it. But, you know, I did see a lot of in the Bay Area, I saw a lot of this where an employer tried to be clever, and they would hire a gardener or a janitor and claim they're an independent contractor because they paid them a salary or whatever, you know, just because they didn't want to pay workers' comp benefits on them.
No.
And so that was a problem. I mean, there are people that try to be clever. And, you know, ultimately, it's up to a judge at the Workers' Comp Appeals Board or at the Labor Board if it truly is an independent contractor. And what really matters is independence, right? So traditionally, is it a job that is done by somebody who's not an employee? How much control do you have over that contractor? Do they get to do it the way they want to do it? Are you truly hiring somebody out? Or are you saying they're an independent contractor to try to get around paying taxes and unemployment insurance and workers' comp insurance? And that's really the test. Are you doing this to get around the law? They did it with a lot of courier services. There's a lot of misdesignation. These couriers are wearing uniforms that say, you know, XYZ delivery on it. They have a big magnet on the side of their vehicle. And these companies are trying to say, oh, they're independent contractors, so they don't have to provide benefits if there's a car accident or something. That's illusory. That's not a true independent contractor. But as far as musicians and stuff, it would probably pass the test even under AB 5. They don't have to become employees. The test is how much control. Traditionally, is this a job that's done by a contractor? Is this a fake relationship? Is this truly a fake independent contractor relationship?
Yeah.
That's what they're getting at.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dolores.
Good morning. I had a question for Mr. Gorman. Can you explain a little bit here about why does the state get involved when you're ready to settle your case and how they could basically tell you if you're getting too much money or not enough for your injuries? After, you know, there's a deadline, I guess, if you don't settle your case with a certain time, then the state gets involved. Can you explain that?
Hi, Dolores. Good morning. Yeah, so the state doesn't get involved because of a certain time. It's got nothing to do with time. So under the labor code, The Workers' Compensation Appeals Board has to look at your settlement to make sure it's adequate. They're not looking at it to see if it's too much. They're looking at it to make sure it's not too little. There are very few times a judge reviews a settlement in court. The only time they do it is custody of minors, criminal law when there's a plea deal, and workers' compensation. And they're doing that to make sure that you're not getting taken advantage of. And it's a low bar. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they're making sure that it's a settlement they would take. They're just making sure it's a settlement that adequately values out your permanent disability and medical and all that. And again, it's a low bar. And they just look at the evidence that's presented. So again, if you don't have an attorney, and an attorney hasn't looked at it, and there's things that aren't involved in your, let's say the QME did not look at certain body parts that are involved and didn't give you a rating, the judge isn't going to know that. So they do want to, the judge has to make sure it's adequate, and that's it, just adequate. Not too much, but definitely too little. And the reason they do that is when somebody settles a case, if they can't go back to work, they fall to the taxpayers' support. So the purpose is the judge is supposed to make sure that the insurance company isn't paying pennies on the dollar and dumping their responsibility onto the taxpayers. That's the theory behind it.
Do you recommend for QME to evaluate you again before you settle?
Dolores, I want you to call me. Consultations are free. You may not need me as your attorney. My phone number is 530-262-2168. Let's go over it because that question requires a lot of back and forth. It depends on what the doctor said and who the doctor is. So give me a call. Either Jill or Devin will be answering the phone. Just set up a phone call with me next week. It won't take long. And like I said, there's no charge or anything. And I'll make sure that again, if you don't need an attorney, you don't need one. But let's just make sure that somebody goes over with you. The information and assistance officer up here retired. So there's really nobody else but attorneys up here to help you understand the answers to these questions.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is our guest today. And this portion of the show brought to you by House of Realty, Shasta County's premier real estate firm since 1965. A large inventory of new and pre-owned homes, as well as many other property types like residential, commercial, income, ranch, recreational, retirement, and more. They have a long-standing and well-established relationships in our county, in our area, and in the North State, to be able to work closely with a number of different people. That's House of Realty, located on Placer Street. You can reach them at 530-241-8300. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
First things first, I'm going to say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 811 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Monday we have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and with them it will be a police officer who, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, there were leaflets put on people's driveways that were anti-Semitic.
Oh, wow.
And but yet they weren't a hate crime, and I didn't know that. I thought it was just automatically a hate crime, but it's not. And anyway, the Reading Police Department will be here with Susan Wilson. We're going to talk about that, and also since this is the officer that handles that, how many hate crimes we have, or if there are a lot of them. You don't hear about it, but except in instances like this when leaflets are left on people's driveways. So that's Monday. But I'm with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And one of the reasons I like Patrick a lot, besides he's a no-nonsense guy and all that, and if you get in a bar fight, Patrick can probably be good there for at least one other person.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, at least. But I can ask you questions about other aspects of the law, and you're pretty well versed on all of these. We were talking about what you can ask somebody when you hire them. And you're restricted on asking a lot of questions now. I mean, you can't ask them how old they are. You can't ask, I guess you can't even ask if they're male or female.
Yeah, you need to stay away from the – so there's protected classes. That's what they call them, protected classes. So when mm-hmm. people say discrimination, it's called unlawful discrimination, and they decide who you can and can't discriminate against. So if you're a 42-year-old white guy, you can't be discriminated against. You have to be in a protected class.
And I'm in a protected class because I'm over 60.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
And age is a protected trait.
And when I see something like they're advertising for the actors for a role, and they say it must be between the ages of 20 and 35, isn't that discriminatory against me? Why can't I go down and try it? What if I'm better than they are?
Interesting.
I think they changed the wording on that. Now it says you can play a 20 to 30 year old.
Did they change that? Did you see it?
Yeah, they try to most of the time.
Okay. Well, the one I
feel like Hollywood gets, they play by a different set of rules.
Yeah, I mean, I understand they're looking for, you know, not that I would do it anyway, but I thought, you know, if I was really a jerk, like a lot of people you see out there are, oh, wait a minute. You're discriminating against me because I'm over the age of 30. Okay.
I mean, you can go in and they're probably not going to, you have to prove that they specifically, so first off, you have to get in the door, number one, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to prove that you would have gotten the job if not for the discrimination, right? Or likely would have, that was the actual reason you weren't hired, so.
Not because I can't sing or dance.
Yeah, so good luck with something that's so specific,
a special
art
role,
contract.
A special role or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and
you can,
And again, I don't think this is an employment situation for actors, right? These are contractors, so it's, you know, I mean, if somebody shows up at your house, you know, to perform some kind of custom work, and you prefer one over the other, whatever the reason is, I don't know. People that go around, you know, screaming discrimination. I mean, I'm not saying it. I'm certain it exists, right? But at the end of the day, it's not.
I remember seeing
it's actionable.
I remember seeing things in Hollywood where somebody played a transgender in a role who wasn't a transgender. Mm-hmm. And the transgender community went berserko. And they're saying, well, there's transgender actors out here. Why did you hire this one who's not transgender? But to me, that becomes something a director or a producer says, I'm looking for the best actor that can play this role the best.
Yeah.
And frankly, this person's got the name, the ability. That's who I want in my movie.
Yeah. Well, and the name means a lot as far as revenue and things. And, you know, again, there's a difference between public backlash and whether or not there's something that's legally actionable. There was this case in like Laughlin, Nevada or something where two guys went to a casino and they were drunk and high and one guy disappeared. The other guy went to go look for him and saw this guy raping a child in the bathroom and he just walked away. He walked out, left the casino, didn't do anything, went home, was like trying to forget it happened. Well, that guy, his friend who was in the bathroom doing that murdered the kid. He got arrested, and I think he killed himself or something like that. They tried to charge the friend for not calling the cops. And what was held was, no, he didn't have to call the cops. He didn't have a duty to call the cops. And whether or not public wants to ostracize him, tar and feather him literally, but, if there's public scorn and ridicule, that's one thing. But whether or not the Constitution allows for the law to extend that far or the law extends that far is a different situation. So,
well, there is nothing there's nothing in the law that says you have to help somebody.
There is one in California now because there was a famous case in Richmond, California during prom night where a girl was getting raped in a parking lot and a lot of people saw it and didn't do anything. So California did pass a law, I want to say in 2010 or 11, where if you're an adult and you have every reason to believe that you're witnessing a minor being sexually abused, you have to call the police. Yeah.
Okay. Now, but that's – if you're – you know, but I'm talking about you're carrying a gun and you're seeing an altercation. There's nothing that says you have to interfere with that.
No, unless you have a badge.
Well, the other thing is if you are going to, you better know all the facts about it.
Well, yeah.
That big guy punching the little guy may be a policeman trying to arrest the guy that's just killed three people.
Or maybe the little guy tried to stab him and the big guy's defending himself. Yeah, right. You got to be careful.
So I'm going to give you 3 minutes to talk about Mar-a-Lago in the FBI. Garland himself signed the search warrant.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to go in with a raid, it seems like they've gone in there before without any problems. Why a full-fledged assault?
So,
when I say an assault, they didn't go in there with, you know, battering rams. And
so I say this is the same thing. I'm going to say the same thing I say is when somebody claims that a police officer executed a man while he was on his knees screaming, you know, don't shoot me, right? Like, let's wait and see what the facts are, right, before we conclude that there's a problem. But I do also want to say that, I mean, Trump was impeached for doing far less towards Biden. There are no warrant. There's no search of Biden's son's residence or anything. He simply asked somebody to work with the prosecutor to determine if a crime – but – you know, all of that said, a federal judge signed a warrant. If it's not supported by probable cause, it's a problem. And I'm okay. If Trump's crooked, fine. But go after all of them. not selectively. Yeah. Go after every single one of them that's a crook, not just the ones you don't like.
Frankly, I think they should be hiring 89,000 more FBI officers if you're going to go everybody in government and in the D.C. area.
It'll be
let's just go after every one of them. I mean, how does somebody in a 4 years or 6 years become $600,000 richer just because she was elected as a congresswoman?
Don't they all do it? Both parties do it.
And I know you do.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, if we're going to have that standard of holding politicians accountable for what they do while they're in public office.
Well, let's make it all of them.
All of them. Every last one of them.
Because otherwise you can say, hey, I was discriminated against here because there was, you know, they did not do it for these other people. Can you even say that?
You can discriminate against people for their political viewpoints. That's not constitutionally protected. You can not hire somebody for their political viewpoints all day long. Yeah.
I warn my people, my producers. What do I tell you, Nathan? You may hear things that you totally disagree with.
I don't think I got that warning, but yeah.
But
it was on the back page. Yeah, it was. Page 17 of the employee handbook.
I told you that. It's in the employee handbook, written down in the last page in crayon. Yeah. But you don't have to agree with what's going on in my show as long as you just do your job there. And then, as Liam does, he comes in and attacks me during the breaks, which is fine.
He's fine.
I don't agree with that. He's come in before, and I love that. Well, why don't you agree with that? And anyway, okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
How do people get a hold of Patrick Gorman?
Give me a call, 530-262-2168. Or visit my website at www.gormancomplaw.com. You can also email me, email@gormancomplaw.com. But no, definitely give me a call and just like the caller earlier. I mean, there's no... There